Brother Hansen from Truth Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 25. We're going to get right into the study. And I hope you've been enjoying this. This is a great study. And not because I'm teaching it, because the Word of God is good. And if we let God have His way, He'll show us things which we know not. And if we submit ourselves, then there will be a great revelation of knowledge to each and every one of us. Let's get right into the study in chapter 25, the word of the Lord. The word that came to Jeremiah concerning all the people of Judah in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah. That was the first year of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, which Jeremiah the prophet spoke to all the people of Judah and to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, from the 13th year of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah, even to this day, these 23 years the word of the Lord has come to me, and I have spoken to you again and again, but you have not listened. I have spoken again and again and again, but you have not listened. And the Lord has sent to you all his servants, the prophets, again and again and again and again. You know, it's a shame that God has to repeat himself. But you have not listened or inclined your ear to hear. You know, this is where God repeats himself. You know, I've sent this word. And these 23 years, I've spoken to you again and again. You haven't listened. I sent to you all his prophets, servants, again and again. And you still haven't listened or inclined your ear. It just keeps going on and on and on. Same thing. It's like a rebellious child that can't seem to get it. Can't seem to get a word through their head. Jeremiah gave this message in various times, and it just didn't seem to take. Now, in verse 5, saying, turn now everyone from his evil way and from the evil of your deeds, and dwell on the land which the Lord has given to you and your forefathers forever and ever. And do not go after other gods to serve them and to worship them. And do not provoke me to anger with the work of your hands. And I will do you no harm. Yet you have not listened to me, declares the Lord, in order that you might provoke me to anger with the work of your hands, to your own harm. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, because you have not obeyed my words, behold, I will send and take all the families of the north, declares the Lord, and I will send to you Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, my servant, and I will bring them against this land, against its inhabitants, and against all the nations round about, and I will utterly destroy them and make them a horror and a hissing and an everlasting desolation. Moreover, I will take from them the voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the sound of the millstones and the light of the lamp, this whole land will be a desolation and a horror, and these nations will serve the king of Babylon 70 years. Now, this is pretty accurate because they were in Babylon 70 years, 70 full years. And Jeremiah knew exactly what he was talking about when he said that they would be there for this many years. And then it will be 70 years. When the 70 years are completed, I will punish the king of Babylon. And that nation, declares the Lord, for their iniquity. You know, God was just using them to chastise his people. He was using them to chastise and get his people back to a place where they could listen to him, hear him. And then he would punish the king of Babylon. He would punish them all. And this would take place after 70 years, declares the Lord. For their iniquity, the land of the Chaldeans, and I will make an everlasting desolation. I will bring upon them, I will bring upon that land my words, which I have pronounced against it, all that is written in this book, which Jeremiah has prophesied against all the nations. For many nations and great kings will make slaves of them, even them, and I will recompense them according to their deeds and according to the work of their hands. For thus the Lord, the God of Israel, says to me, take this cup of the wine of the wrath from my hand and cause all the nations to whom I send it to drink it. They will drink and stagger and go mad because of the sword that I will send among them. Then I took the cup from the Lord's hand and made all the nations to whom the Lord sent me drink it, Jerusalem and all the cities of Judah and its kings and its princes, to make them ruin. God was going to ruin the whole bunch of them. He was good and tired of this whole mess. And this is how God made it unfold. Jerusalem and all the cities, its princes, he made them ruin, a horror, a hissing, a curse. As it is this day, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, his servants, his princes, and all his people, and all the foreign people, all the kings of the land of Uz, all the kings of the land of the Philistines, even Ashkelon, Gaza, Ekron, and the remnant of Ashdod, Edom, Moab, and the sons of Ammon, and all the kings of Tyre, all the kings of Sidon, and the kings of the coastlands, which are beyond the sea, and Dedan, Tema, Bus, and all who cut the corners of their hair, and all the kings of Arabia, and all the kings of the foreign people who dwell in the desert, and all the kings of Zimri, all the kings of Elam, and all the kings of Media, and all the kings of the north, near and far, one with another, and all the kingdoms of the earth which are upon the face of the ground, and the king of Shishak shall drink after them. You shall say to them, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, drink, be drunk, vomit, fall, and rise no more because of the sword which I will send among you. And it will be, if they refuse to take the cup from your hand to drink, then you will say to them, thus says the Lord of hosts, The Lord, says the Lord of hosts, you shall surely drink. For behold, I am beginning to work calamity in this city, which is called by my name. You know, this is a strange, sobering thing. God is going to work a calamity in the city that is called by his own name. Now, if we think that we're above it, if we think this can't happen again, if we think these things are inevitable just only on other people, but not us, we better take note. We better take note. Because things can happen, folks, far beyond what we can imagine, far beyond what we can dream. And these things are not above us. Take a look at what's happened in the book of the Revelation, the four horses of the apocalypse, and the things that are happening, going to happen, around the book of the Revelation and the prophecies. These things will happen. And the judgment is about to take place, and we don't realize. We don't realize that the judgment of God will take place. And you say, oh, Brother Hansen, that has nothing to do with us, nothing to do with me, nothing to... You know what the Bible says? Pray always that you may be accountable, that you might escape all these things that are about to come upon the earth. Pray that you be worthy to escape all of these things that are about to come upon the face of the earth very, very shortly. These things are about to happen, folks. You know, we might think that they'll never happen because, been saying that for years and years. They've been saying that forever. Look, nothing's happened. Same old thing, every day, day in, day out. And we might think that nothing will happen, but there's going to be probably some collateral damage upon the earth. When this takes place, it might be far beyond what we can imagine. These things that are shortly to come upon the earth. Pray that you be accounted worthy to escape all these things from the face of the earth. And you know, the only way that you can be worthy is to cover yourself in the blood of Jesus Christ. That is the only way that you can cover. The only way you can be worthy is to cover yourself with the blood of Jesus Christ. That's the only way. No other way. There's no other way other than letting that blood be over us. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, we praise you, we give you glory. Let us be born again. Let us be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shortly are going to come upon the face of the earth. And let us escape them. Let us be preserved. Let us be protected and disease-free. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Go to our website, krciradio.com. Let us, we'll shortly have the rest of these uploads, so sure to go to our website, find them there. Write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 8592. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hansen saying, study to show yourself approved to God.